Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Hi, my name is Ann McMillan. I am the master wealth builder, helping to build stronger and better lives and businesses. And I am very excited to welcome you to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Today, like every Sunday at this time of day, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m., excuse me, Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central Time, we come with another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. And I say over and over and over again, I am still thoroughly convinced after reading the book Acres of Diamonds by Russell Conwell that we are all leaving the diamond mines in our own backyard as we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact the diamonds we seek are found within us and in our own hometown from whence we've come. Therefore, we are calling this episode and this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. And today, our special guest and co-hosts are none other than Deja, Dan Calloway, and Artie Williams. Mr. Calloway has served as the athletic director of the Youth Recreation of Palm Beach County since its founding in 1965. His love of all sports began early in his life and led him from the sand lots of Riviera Beach to the Pittsburgh Pirates farm camp. After returning to Palm Beach County, his love for sports helped him mold the lives of thousands of young people through mentoring and coaching for the past 49 years. And I can personally say my life and my brother's life has been a part of that molding, because for many of the young people that he has mentored have gone on to become professional athletes, business entrepreneurs, and many, many, many other walks of life. He always tried to impress upon young people the importance of becoming responsible, contributing citizens who give back to their communities. He believes that if he can keep these young people involved in sports and other activities, they will not turn to negative street influences. Artie Williams, on the other hand, has had many accomplishments in life, but not more important than being part of the Mama Inc. as a founder in memory of his nephew, Tory Donnell Manuel. Artie knows firsthand about the violence that has claimed the lives of many of our young people. So he has vowed to fight to prevent another mother from suffering the loss of a child into senseless violence. And with that, I want to welcome our co-host today, Deja, and myself. Will be interviewing Mr. Dan Calloway and Artie Williams. So let's start, Deja, with welcoming you as a co-host today. How are you this afternoon? And then we'll have you have the first question to Mr. Calloway.
I am well. I am doing very well. And so my first question today will be for Mr. Calloway, and that is, how did you know that you wanted to become the director of the youth recreational center? Mr. Calloway?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Did you hear my question?
Yes, I'm trying to answer. I mean, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can perfectly.
Okay. In 1965, I learned that Lamar Paris, who was a senior at John F. Kennedy High School, was going to go to Lincoln College in Missouri. And I knew that he didn't have funds to buy winter clothes coming right out of Riviera and going in that cool weather. and, of course, the things, the amenities that an athlete or a student going off to college. And I got five people, including myself, Reverend Herman McCray, Don Wilson, Clark Martin, and Johnny Carlisle. And I set them down at Goodmark Park and said, we got to do something when kids are getting ready to go off to college to help them out one way or the other, either with money, bus tickets, plane tickets, train tickets, or something like that. And that's where it was born at. And we've been doing that for 57 years. I happened to be the put it together, the founder, and I became the athletic director. Herman McCray was the president for 48 years until he died. And Don Wilson was the vice president for 51 years until he died. And Clark Martin, it was 53 years. And Johnny Carlisle was where he was as a business manager for 46 years. We didn't change the position. Now, the secretary and the treasurer and the business manager, they changed, but those positions never changed. So I was born to be in this position. I've enjoyed it.
That is truly great. Oh, my gosh. That is such a long time and such a dedicated mind and heart to want to do this for so many young kids. And just tell us a little bit on how you feel like that has personally impacted you.
Well, you know, in Riviera, Palm Beach County, when the parents of all those children, there's been thousands and thousands, not so much by getting them off to school, buying them clothes, but all the athletic programs that we put together, and they learn how to play and work together, and that benefit them in their regular life and as they grow up. But most of all, when you try to get people off to college, and you know that because you're in a major college right now, higher learning is essential. I think that the most gratifying thing that ever happened to me is the admiration that I had for those kids and still have now. They're all grandparents or whatever. And every so often we have a big Dan Calloway gathering a day. Not so much for me, it's for them all to come back, and they love to come back and say, thank you, look what I've turned out to be. And that means a lot. Actually, the young lady who started this program, who's on the air, got us together, when she was 8 or 9, and her brother, we were living over in front of Goodmark Park, where I was working my first job where I designed the buildings, the wells and the tape. And now tape, of course, and I had the Dan Calloway recreation complex. They all participated, and that was the heartbeat of Riviera. And then there's other towns, Fort Lauderdale, the Glades, and West Palm Beach. They all put the type of program that we started in Riviera and now all over the county. They built indoor buildings and copied what we were doing because that's a way of life. And I hate to say it, because of Riviera back in those days, it wasn't because we were black, a predominantly black city, because they didn't have anything for the whites either. So they joined hands, the council put it together, and other people have, even ESPN has had a documentation on what we've been doing years ago, back in 95. Are you there? Hello?
Yes, I am still here.
Let me just jump in. I'm not sure if you can hear me. Okay, let me just jump in. What I'd like to do is if we can go ahead and transition now over to forward, if you will, 20, 30, now almost 40 years later. What has changed in our community that encourages and moves you to feed the hungry, the least, the lost, and the unconcerned in our neighborhoods? What is happening to cause that?
Well, we got away from that years ago, but I was reared up into that environment. we had the philosophy that what the Africans said, it take a village to rear a child. Through the churches in Riviera, especially in Riviera, Mount Olive, Pleasant Heights, Hilltop, Hearst Chapel, all the churches, some way or another, every other month, they were feeding the people at church and the people out on the street that didn't have anything. We learned that from the community church involved. I just pushed it further when in the youth recreation that on Thanksgiving, Christmas, Veteran Day, and what is it, Labor Day, and what is that, end of May, the last weekend in May, Memorial Day. Numerous of times we would go to Goodmont Park, and of course, Ann McNeil knew that real well because her class and that group over there who were reared over there, they would feed 2,000 and 3,000 people. It's like a those holidays that mean this community in that area gather together and celebrate. And that came from the Bible. When people was enslaved, they used to set up under the weeping willow tree and sing the songs of Zion and eat the pomegranates and all those things like that. And when I was a boy, Mrs. Betsy Jones, who off of 36th Street, it was Comus Avenue, she started that. When I was about 10 years of age in 1948, at 4th of July, we had our local team, baseball team, the Negro team, would play, and everybody be out there, and they churning the ice cream, cooking the fish, the hot dogs, and eating the watermelons and things like that. And you didn't have to pay for anything. It was always a family atmosphere. And so now with the Thanksgiving, which is this Thanksgiving, we will be feeding 7,000 people. I cut it off 2 weeks ago. I told my assistant, Artie Williams, he's on the line, that we can't do anymore. We just got to raise the funds, get enough of the supplies, and we'll have over 120 volunteers to serve that food. Lindsay Davis, senior citizen, and the three citizens in Belgrade. We'll never forget our brothers and sisters of Belgrade. We will give a food for the Glades, 1,000 in each one of the cities. And that's a lot of people. And they don't have the wherewithal to do this, but we help them out. We've been doing that. I get a big kick out of that because I'm fulfilling what my charter said, or the creed in the Baptist church. We supposed to go out and feed the sick and the shut in, look out for the sick and shut in, give food to the homeless, clothes to the naked, and visit the incarceration. That's what Jesus was doing. It's simple. We're not coming up with something that never been done. We're just trying to do it and try to ask other people to keep doing it. But I get a joy of seeing all these guys come back and volunteer, all the people who donate their funds, donate their supplies, and we pay people to fix, you know, like when we cooking the turkey. We don't just give them any kind of turkey. We fry the turkey. And then we give them honey-baked ham. Everybody know honey-baked ham is expensive. We pay $75 for that ham, but it's already cooked. And we can feed a lot of people. And then we buy six of those, and you multiply $75 times 60. That costs a lot of money. But we don't worry about money because all we have to do is ask God to give us a special blessing, and it comes. I'm very religious-minded when things like that because I know without God's help, we're going to fail, and we have never failed. Artie can give you an overview of really what is the ledger for everything we need. Artie, are you listening? Artie? Well, evidently he's not on.
Yeah.
Is everybody paying?
Can y'all guys hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Ann, can you hear Artie? Deja, can you
hear
Artie?
I can hear Artie. I can hear
okay, Artie. Deja, let me just go over some of the things that Mr. Calloway had put together for our ledger for what we're going to do for this centennial. Well, the first event we already done. We are going to start out next month on our government day. We're going to celebrate and honor the government officials that we have in our community that's serving us. And then we're going to, every month we're doing something that he has put together. We're going to have a Halloween, in-person Halloween that we, so the kids don't have to go out and do something in October also. We're going to provide them with all the stuff they need, their candies, everything they do, so they won't have to get out into the streets and trick-or-treat. And we're also going to do, in October, we're going to have our Michelle McGann shootout that we are still in the planning of getting that done. We have so many things that we're doing, but one of our most important things in November that we love to do every in December is going to be our Old Holy Night. We're going to make sure that we get as many people that we can in the auditorium, because last time was a success that we had singers and performers from everywhere come in and give a good gospel show. That's going to be in December. And, of course, and also in December that we always look out for the kids and the seniors. So this year we're going to focus on 750 kids, giving them toys for Christmas, and we're going to focus on at least 100 seniors, giving them gifts. You know, we don't want to leave out the seniors. Sometimes they're left out when it comes to Christmas time. We're going to always focus on the seniors, get to make sure they have gifts to celebrate also on Christmas. And we jump forward a little bit into February. We're going to have the Brilliant and Beautiful Ceremony Award. That's where 15 deserving and brightest ladies are going to be honored for what they have done and gave back to the communities in Palm Beach County. So that's going to be a great outing, which, of course, we're going to help but those are some of the things that we're going to be doing, and I'm sure that he touched bases on them in more detail, but those just an outline of some of the things that we are doing coming up for our centennial for Riviera Beach.
Well, the other thing with the 100-year celebration, of course, this is the first time we had it because this started in September. We'll go next September. What Artie was giving you an itinerary that we're going to be doing, I think that everybody got to know that, like the police department, pretty soon we'll have a breakfast for the police department retired and the firemen's retired and the public work retired. And then we're going to have another, we're going to have a breakfast and then an evening where they can come back from all over the world and commiserate with their fellow workers or something like that. It's just like any celebration, but it's just bigger. Now, you take June, since the government made Juneteenth a national holiday, we will have a committee to put on something like the Mardi Gras or some kind of excellent things for two or three weeks of June, music, food, fellowship, and reunion. That's going to be very exciting. And, of course, the month of May, they have already approved it when I told them I'd like to run what they call a Olympics, just like you, the United States was held it 4 years ago and was in Japan this year. We're going to have, competition in basketball, all ages, for like people coming from Miami, the Glades, up in the Martin County, in Port St. Lucie. All they will come and participate. We'll have a track meet all the way from the elementary schools to the senior citizen. Of course, the senior citizen not going to run a 100-yard dash. Now they're going to run them out. We'll run something like 60-yard dash. And the relay will be four people running 20-yard. Just fun and food. And it won't be something they have to pay to get into. And that will be sponsorships from different businesses. And that'll be the city. This is a city-ran thing, and this is one of the best things for me since the city appointed me as a spokesperson, because I'm the third oldest living person who was born and reared here. Now, there's a lot of people may be older than me, but they weren't born and reared here. They came from somewhere. I was born right on this avenue in 1938, August 18th. By next August, that'll be 84 years. So I'm glad about that. And because I still got that mind where I can remember what happened in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and all that, they thought it would be wise to have me to tell the story. So those things like that, and it's pride because of my family is very proud of the accomplishment, the baby brother of four boys, and my sister, who's 2.5 years younger than me, a retired school teacher, Anita Faye Paris. They all love that, but my brothers are dead. It's just only the two of us left. So we are here to tell the story and enjoy each other. And what we are trying to send a message to everybody, the best thing we can do is love and protect each other. See, when I was a boy, nobody locked no door. Everybody wanted to feed the kids running up and down the street. You can go in any house, and they'll give you some food. So therefore, I'm remembering that all the time. Nobody went hungry when I was a boy. And it was less then than it is now. We got all kind of food. People waste food all the time. It wastes money. So we're going to bring the idea we are our brother's keeper. Is that all right?
That is perfect. I'm just the whole thing that you all are doing are just like, is just wonderful. And I know this is something that we as kids, we always need, and just you're just giving heart. It's just so warming to just hear and how you don't want nothing back. It's really just you doing it from your heart and wanting to see people, you know, smile and just, you know, make them feel good. It just warms my heart so much. And I know that there are so many things that you guys are going to do because you put God first, and that is the number one thing, just putting God first and just giving God all of the glory, because, you know, without him, we wouldn't be possible. None of this would be possible. So I just tip my hat off to you guys both, and for my follow-up question, I just wanted to know, this is a question for you and Mr. Artie too. How did you guys become partners? And basically, how did that friendship grow?
Okay, well, I think I could start that one first. At the age of 8 years old, I moved into a place called Monroe Heights. And we wanted to play sports. And, of course, the Keys neighborhood, there was only one place that you got to go to, and that's over at Tate Recreation Center. And so my two brothers and I went over to Tate Recreation. My mom took us over there to register to get into sports. And I met Mr. Calloway in the process, and I guess you could say the rest is history. So I could tell you from 8 years old to now, being 62 years old, he's been a part of our lives. I mean, he's been the father figure for my family for a long time. My mother said, well, you go to the gym, I don't have to worry about you guys. I know at least for those hours. So from that point on, he's been a part of our lives. And in 2005, I got in contact with Calloway again with the organization that we had formed with the family from losing my nephew. Mothers Against Murder Association needed some help. And so the only person I can think of in this city that can do something and make a difference was Mr. Calloway. So I reached out to him and asked him, can he help us through what we was going through? He said, of course. You know, my only thing is that why you wait so late? You know, you could have came to me when you first got in trouble. So ever since then, I've been a part of Mr. Calloway's life and the youth recreation, and Mama has been partnership. But that's how I started, and that's where we are right now today. So we look back from all of those years, and that's 47 years that I've been a part of the Youth Recreation Association.
That's over 50 years. Over 50 yes, years, because you were 8 years of age. And there's young men, young women, older than Artie, and they came up through the same program. because when I was a director, assistant director, recreation and director over at Tate Gym, that was a mecca of everybody in the city, especially on the west side of the track, the blacks. That's where they enjoyed themselves. We had the swimming pool there. We had the tennis court there. We ran softball. We ran little league and pony league and senior league baseball. And we had adult softball for the adults in the churches. And then we had a great swimming program. The late Warren Hawkins and the late Paul Williams, they were my lifeguards that was given lessons with John Fawcett and other people coming after that. That's where everybody enjoyed themselves. And every Saturday night, I never had the police to come over there when I was running the dances, the teenage dances. Never. Because we had rules, and I was stickler for a rule, and I'm not going to have you to mess it up for other people. But most of all, that's where we got to go back. We got to give the young people a place to go, and they are supervised. And then we had a tutorial program back there. And then we had things for adults, like bidwits. Some of them, we had ping pong tournaments. Johnny Carlisle, who was, before I hired him, when we were at Goodmar Park, and because he was a cripple, paraplegic, I signed him up for the Paraplegic Olympics in 76. And we went to Farmingdale, New York, in Long Island, and he won that. And one of the greatest moments I've ever had in my life in winning something, when they pinned the medal around my neck, when they pinned one around his neck, a gold medal. I'll never forget that because of it gave me a bird's eye view of looking at people with no arms and no legs. They were all paraplegics. And yet and still they had a smile on their face. They used to say, "Coach, how you doing today?" Just laughing. And they couldn't even walk. They were crippled. And here I am with all my faculties, and I'm out here with anger in my mind. That's why it changed my opinion about what we should do. And we have to do that to the utmost because I get joy out of helping people. And I think everybody around me know that because I very seldom ever ask for anything for Dan Calloway. I always ask for help to help someone else. That's just me. What is the next question?
Okay, go ahead with the next question. Can you share with us if there's a particular ask? There's lots of people. There are lots of people that will be listening to this podcast in the future. Is there an ask? If someone's listening and they'd like to participate or give or share, is there a website or a place that they can go someplace that they can give either their time, their talent, or any resources?
Yeah, well, let me go back and pull out. I already got the where they can email, where they can send money direct to our account or something like that. But what I really need to put there to have my number and Artie number, we need volunteers all the time because when we are cooking food at least 12 to 16 times a year, big time, like we may have a fish fry to out at one of the parks that we may feed 2,000 or 3,000 people easy. And then we got to have somebody not only barbecuing the chicken, but we have comforters. We have everything. Then somebody manning the, whether they're slicing the watermelons, if it's watermelon season, whether they're cooking, serving the macaroni and the baked beans and the bread and then the popcorns. It's all that. We need volunteers all the time. But we need finance more than anything, because if I got enough finance, I can hire the people to go and do it. But one thing that Artie has, and he'll give you that, and he, of course, he can always give my two numbers and his number. We use a lot of people with, called community service when they get in trouble and they have to go through the courts. We use a lot of those people. And then we try to talk and teach kids how to get back on, or even early adults, how to get back on the right track. I think if you hit your kite up around people who are doing something positive, it'll rub off on you and it'll change your life's outlook. To give them the the stuff you need to give him about where he can sign up and send money?
Yes. What we have is our youth. We have a Facebook page that's under the Youth Recreation Association of Palm Beach County. You can just go on the Youth Recreation Association page. We have a website that people can go on if they want to donate on the website. And that's just www.palmbeachyra.com. So that's www.yra.com. They can go on there. And also we have our PayPal account. It's under Youth Recreation 1965@gmail.com. So we have lots of ways where people can contact us. If you go on the website or go on our Facebook page, you'll be able to pull these things up and click on them. And all you have to do is just click on the donation page or either comment page if you want to leave us a comment. But we have those outlets available for the community.
Well, they also can dial direct to me as the athletic director and you as assistant. Those two names is always on our letterhead and on the thing there. They can dial direct to me at 1-561-848-4991. That's my home number. My cell number is 531-9184. Of course, 561 is the area code. We need help. And we need finance. Now, here's a thing. We have to buy 150 turkeys to be fried and carved up to give on Thanksgiving Day. We have to buy 60. Those turkeys cost $15 a piece. I don't need a turkey weighing 20 and 25 pounds. I need it to be anywhere from 12 to 14 pounds. That costs about $15 at the grocery store because we frying the turkey, and if you're too big, the timer is going to come out, and it won't be done inside. And if it's too small, it'll burn. That's why I'm saying we want that side. But it's much easier to give us the money. See, with the money, if we buy 50 turkeys, they'll give us 20 turkeys just for buying 50 turkeys. If we buy 100 turkeys, they'll probably give us 40 turkeys. See, it's a big difference. Just like hams. If we buy, we need 60 hams. If you go and buy a ham, it's going to cost you more. If you give us the money, we can go and buy, when I buy 40 hams, they're going to give me another 10. 10 hams at $75 a piece, that's like $750 they're giving us to do what we got to do. Any more questions?
Yes. But I wanted to. No, go ahead, Deja.
Oh yes, I had wanted to ask just to, because I know a few years back you were a part of the bridge builders, and I just wanted to tell us just a bit on like how that was and how that helped so many cities such as Riviera Beach, West Palm Beach, Delray Beach, and how that really helped the people that were living there as well.
Well, the bridge builders came out maybe 20 years ago. My class, the class of 1956 from Roosevelt, honored me at least 25, 30 years ago because of my continuous service of going back and act like it's a poem. You can Google and you'll find the bridge builders poem. And it was about an old man, and I think they were thinking of me as the old man then. The old man went across a cavernous valley, rocks, water, and everything, and took him a long time to get across. And when he finally got across, it was another old man over there. And the man who came right just got over there, he started trying to build a bridge to go back across. That's what this old man was over there and said, why build another bridge? Why build a bridge? Because you'll never live long enough to be able to do that, and you'll never get back across. He said, I'm not worried about going across. I'm worried about building a bridge where the young people can come over here where we are and won't have to go through what I've done. See, that's what it is. Every generation got to lay a platform. It'll be much easier for the next generation. Your generation should gain something, and then you all get together, and then you make it much easier for the other people behind you. See, that's what life is about, and that's what that poem is about. And, of course, when I was in the sheriff's office for all those years, I started something that they call the Community Relation Unit, and we did that year-round. That was under my auspices. I think we needed to change the outlook of law enforcement. Hooking them and booking them was never what I wanted to do. I wanted to go and show the people that somebody cared for them. And if they obey the law, good things will come to them. Putting people in jail is not the answer. It's only for a few that they need to go to jail. They need to be taught how to obey the law and help somebody. See, God's law is better than man's law. See, I go by man's law because we have to do it. But the moment I joined Monona Missionary Baptist Church 68 years ago, the third Sunday of August, 1953, I was 15, and now I'm 83. That's 68 years ago. And I hold that truth to my belief, not because I'm Baptist. I could be anything. We must look out for the least, the lost, and the left out. That's simple as that. I can, I must, and I will. We have to do that. And if we do that, I'm not worried about whether I'm going to get a blessing from man. I worry about whether I'm going to get a blessing from Ann. I want my blessing from Ann, but not really want a blessing. I want God to give me my crown. Man can't give no crown to me. So I got to keep working as long as I can, and I'll keep teaching and preaching that we got to always help somebody who's less fortunate than us. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Yes, it does. All right, so we can go ahead and prepare to wrap up as we close. I'm not sure if you or Artie or Deja have any closing comments. We want to thank you. I want to thank everybody who's listening in, who's chimed in live, and who will definitely be listening in the future. So if you have any closing comments.
Yes, I have a closing comment. It is important when it's coming out because the city manager who canceled at the last minute, and he told me to tell you, apologize, but it was something else, but he will be coming. When we are putting on all these affairs for our 100-year anniversary, there are going to be many of them, and one of them is on I think it's the 19th of February. We will have a golf outing up at, what is that, the golf course
Martin
up in
Down
Palm
Country
City,
Club.
Martin Down Martin Country Down. Club. It's owned by a black man who just bought it in the last year. And especially with we're working with him. We're going to have 130 people participating. So we got to get sponsorships because in 1972 they mandated that all the schools in Palm Beach County, or in the state of Florida, it would be integrated. Before that, all the schools weren't integrated. So Palm Beach County, because not so much Palm Beach County, but the Glades, and they don't have many whites over there. But in Riviera, they had all these blacks, and they wanted the blacks to go up to Palm Beach Garden, help out in Jupiter, and, of course, in the northern part of West Palm Beach. We're going back with 10 schools, Inlet Grove, Suncoast, Palm Beach Garden, Dwyer, Benjamin, Palm Beach Lakes, Kennedy, John F. Kennedy Junior High School, up in Palm Beach Garden, you got Duncan, and you got Howard Watkins, and you got R.J. Henley School. We have 10 schools that we're going to go, and if the kids got a golf team, they automatically will pay their entry fee in there because it costs $1,100 for everything for one foursome. That's like $275 per child. So we're going to make sure all those schools have, like you take Alpha Shipman, who's on this program. His junior was on there last week. His father going to be representing Palm Beach Lakes. He's going to go get the funds for that. Chief Step up in Palm Beach Garden, they promised to go get two for what is it, not Howard Watkins, but it's Dwyer in Palm Beach Garden and Doug Lawson. He was in church with us today, but he told me yesterday he'll take care of John F. Kennedy and Emma Banks. So it is at Inlet Grove. So Dr. Botel and some of them going to do something. But it's so many things. See, if everybody chip in and give a little, it becomes a lot. That's what we need, a lot of donation. But they'll get there. We're going to get it because never in my life that I put something together that we didn't complete it because I depend on God. I pray and ask him to give us a special blessing. And the ones who give them a special blessing. And I'm proud to tell people that. And people say, you always speaking like a minister. No, I'm speaking like a Christian. That's what I'm doing. Anything else? That's my remark. I just hope the listening audience understand that, and they can call us. And one of my greatest contributors, and I need to say this, I asked her a week ago, and she said, don't you worry. You will get help to feed those people at Thanksgiving. I'm not going to be asking her for golf unless she knows some people that can give. I don't need her for that. I need her for Thanksgiving. We got other people can do that. She's my fierce leader, Ann McNeil, and I won't forget it. I'm finished.
All right. Artie, do you have any closing comments coming behind this? Artie.
I just want to say, that I'm looking forward to all of the endeavors that we're getting into because I know it's going to be successful and we're going to help so many people. And I look forward to doing this over the years that Ms. Cowell has had me as his, by his side to help with these events. I've come accustomed to wanting to do the things that he's done and continue that work. So I'm looking forward to the events that we're having, and we want the community to come out to participate and give to make all this successful. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Deja, any kind of closing comments, conversation?
Yes, I just want to say thank you for what you all have done for so many people and for also myself, and as me being a recipient of the youth recreation
scholarship. Yep.
It has truly helped me as I'm currently a student at the Louisiana State, and it is not cheap to go out of state for college. And I just want to say thank you for what you all have done for me personally in my life.
You're welcome. Just go and tell someone else that the youth recreation need volunteers, need finance, because one thing we will never stop doing is they said that in church right this morning about the many times that the youth recreation and myself have given people money, because Lamar Parrish said that he came out of school in 66 and went on to make 9 years of all pro in the NFL. And he said he would never have gotten where he was if it hadn't been for the leadership of me and other people in Riviera helping him out in college. And only thing we ask of you is go and get your work done and think about coming back and enhance this area. I think that this is why this program was put together. We are celebrating the people who were born and reared in Riviera. We are Rivierans. God bless all of y'all. Stay safe.
All right, thank you. Thank you, everybody. And we're going to ask everybody to please comment, like, and share the show. And if you know of anyone born and raised in Riviera Beach or give and serve in Riviera Beach that would be interested in being a part of the show, if you can give Dan Calloway a call at 561-848-4991. That number again is 561-848-4991. And again, this is Ann McNeil, a master builder, helping you to build a stronger and better life and business. And we're going to say good day to everybody. And you have been listening to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. And actually, this is episode number 49. And we will see you next week, Sunday, at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central Time, same place here on Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. And everybody have a good day. We'll see you next Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.